literally start immediately.
I mean, my wit.
I can start immediately.
I mean, my wit.
How you like that, dude?
I mean, my
wit. We all made it.
About the dance club in high school?
Oh, my God.
So there was this girl who tried to, in our high school, tried to put together, and she was kind of a, all right, fuck it. She was kind of a nerd in high school. Not a nerd. That was the weird thing. She was like, just a weird person. She wasn't like a nerd because she was kind of fucking, it's not like she was studying.
Okay.
She was just like a weird.
She was dumb.
She was a loner. She was a dumb loner.
Okay.
Just sad, but.
Yeah.
In hindsight, I shouldn't have bullied her, but.
Yeah, but you don't know.
She was a bit of a dickhead, too.
Of course.
So
that's why she was a loner.
You know.
That's why she didn't have any friends.
She was like, she tried to put together a dance club. And not like a fucking interpretive, like a fucking step up to the street dance club.
How did she put word out about this?
They announced it in our one class that I was in with her, which is when I was like, nice, I'm going to that. Like right away. Me and,
what grade was this?
Junior year of high school. So, I mean, we were adults.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, we weren't adults, but you know what I mean? We were like a little old for a fucking step up to the street club.
Yeah.
For white kids.
Yeah.
And, like, she should have known that wasn't part of her life. She was never going to be a street dancer.
Yeah.
She was never physically capable of it.
She saw the movie, it was fucking
She saw it, was like, we should put this together. And then, so me and three of my friends showed up, and we were the only ones. So it was me, three of my friends. So basically, this poor girl tried to put this together, and four football players showed up and were like, is this a democracy here? And they were like, yeah. So I was like, all right, let's take it to vote. we vote for a different president than her. She lost. And then, so we kicked her out of the group.
Oh, my God.
But the way we kicked her out was we made her have a dance-off with my friend. And so in the middle of this classroom after school, we just moved the desks and like played. I don't even know if there was music.
Oh, no.
I'm not sure if there was music.
Just a quiet dance.
Just
off.
A quiet dance. So like you could hear them like.
Oh, my God. She really tried.
She was trying her hardest. And my friend was just being a dickhead. But every move he did, we were all like, oh shit.
Oh, my God.
And when she
dude.
Was going, we were just laughing.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. That was so brutal.
Damn, dude. I can only imagine fucking trying to get the group ready for, like, the underground warehouse ludicrous dance party, dude.
See, that's what she did to start the dance class, or the dance club.
How soon after?
I put that on my college resumes.
The dance club?
I was, like, a member of dance club.
Oh, my God. Damn, dude.
Fuck. I got another good bench press story. The same kid who did that dance-off in 8th grade, or 7th or 8th grade, they used to... After school, we would go over and lift with the high school team, the football team. And one time I had a boner.
Okay. While lifting.
While lifting.
What lift?
It was fucking eighth grade, but I was bench pressing, so I used the old tuck method. I had a tucked boner.
Yeah.
And I went down to bench press. And, you know, when you fucking put your arms up, your shirt comes up when you're laying there. So just the tip of my dick was sticking out of my gym shorts. And my friend's such an asshole. He's like, Gillis has a boner. I was like, dude, shut the fuck up. I tried to tuck method in the weight room, dude. Just the upside down tip of my dick was sticking out.
And in gym shorts, too.
Oh,
it's like,
God.
You need like some hard dungarees or some khakis to hold that down.
Yeah. I just had a fucking boner lifting up the fucking...
You just had like a 30-degree boner fucking sticking out of your gym shorts. Oh, my, you had an isosceles triangle boner, dude.
Oh, man.
Anyone else see your helmet or just your boy?
I think it was just my friend. I was
finished the set?
No, I finished my nut, dude. I cummed and then I went back to
lifting weights.
I get, of course, dude. All that testosterone, my boys around me, dude, get me going.
Eighth grade, you're hard no matter what, dude.
Yeah, I had a fucking 8th grade rager on the bench press.
Damn.
Upside down boner. He saw it.
Damn. That's tight. It's tight to get your helmet fucking discovered like that.
It's really embarrassing.
You have to point out a boner, dude.
My God. If that was anyone else, I would have been all over that.
Exactly.
So, I mean, I can't be mad at him for
that. I would have pantsed them while they're bench pressing.
Oh, like, dude. Thank God we stopped pantsing.
Yeah.
If that makes a comeback, that's the funniest thing in the world, getting pants.
Well, there's also getting shanked. Is that that's when someone would grip your boxers, too?
Oh, the whole thing,
and you get your bird out and everything.
Yeah.
We got a guy one time, shanked. My cousin got behind him, pushed him over, and he fell and full bird to the recess yard. And, like, the teacher just came over like, hey, knock that off. We're like, all right. That'd have been like expulsion in fucking lawsuits.
My one friend pantsed my other friend while he was talking to my mom. Oh. And his dick came out. And my mom hated the kid who pantsed him forever. She still hates him.
Really?
Yeah. She's like, that kid's a fucking punk. She'll say, like, punk.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, he fucking pantsed a high schooler in front of her.
Yeah, that's pretty...
That's so fucking funny.
Yeah, getting pants is fucking sick. Well, if you had the Adidas snap-ups on, people would find you and fucking rip those things off. That's a good one.
Yeah, the nut taps.
Well, no one wears fucking... Nut taps, not funny.
Fucking not funny at all.
I'll fight someone over that. I don't like that.
I told you that time Courtney fucking punched me in the balls, right? Courtney Reynolds.
Did he really?
Yeah, it wasn't. I had to let it go. It was my fault.
Why?
So I did the old, you see where the horse bit me.
He grabbed his dick.
Lifted his fucking dick a little, and he just fucking full on swung, like, out of instinct. And I was like, dude, Jesus Christ.
God damn.
Yeah.
Well, he's like part Jamaican.
Yeah, dude, you don't fuck around
with Jamaicans like
that. I was like, dude, that's
my
fault for doing gay shit to a black dude.
Yeah, dude.
If you do a gay thing to a black dude, they're like, all right, fucking squat up.
You're being inclusive.
Yeah. I tried to.
You were giving him
treat him the way I would treat any of my friends. Give him an old.
Grab his fucking dick.
Give him a little fucking.
A ball lift might be more unsettling than getting hit in the nuts.
That's what I gave him.
That's the weirdest feeling.
Just a little fucking.
Lift
it up. And he fucking swung at my dick.
Jesus Christ.
Oh my God.
That's terrifying. You know, in Jamaica, Boy George is like the shit.
No, I didn't.
And Jamaicans, if you ask like a guy from Jamaica, be like, yo, what do you think of Boy George? They're like, yo, he's the best. They ignore the fact, they won't admit that he's gay. Like, nah, Boy George is a rude boy. They love him, dude. I've had this verified from two different Jamaicans.
Two different Jamaicans.
That has brought it up. I'm like, yeah, you're 30, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. 30 is about the time when you start to see all your life cycles. You get old enough to where you're like,
yeah, I remember that.
Wait, I've been here before. Yeah, I've been doing that hard. When I used to be like, fucking girls are crazy. Every girl I date is nuts. And then I'm just like, after like six relationships like that, I'm like, oh, fuck, dude.
Yeah,
I'm the fucking ringleader of the circus, dude.
Yeah, she's been telling me, like, you're a bully. Like, you're mean to people. And I'm like, you're like the 10th person today told me that. Like, yeah, maybe it is me.
I mean, bullying's fun, you know?
I don't think I'm a bully, though.
No, but, dude, I've existed outside.
Here's me doing exactly what I said. I was like, I'm not a bully, though.
Well, here's what I've learned, that the majority of people aren't, I would say the majority of the civilized world who, I would say, works in an office or is like very career driven, or I don't even want to necessarily put it on that. They have a way of relating to people that doesn't exactly jive with how you or I would. Where like I was talking to this dude, like there's shit people say now that I'm working in like a civilized environment that I just want to all day long. Like this, like I work with a dude,
call him out for being
I work with a dude who calls his girlfriend his partner, and it fucking bothers me so much. Ugh. And I'm always like, I thought he was talking about a dude the whole time. I'm like, all right, dude's gay, cool. I'm like,
yeah,
chilling on that. And he's like, then she. And I'm like, how the fuck do you call your girlfriend your partner? So like that like fucks me up. And then like we're doing a thing yesterday, and there's like a little kid out. Someone's like, hey, like we got to do a meeting. My kid's here. I'm like, yeah, man, it's fine. And this dude kept like trying to talk to this kid in a way that was so bizarre. It was just so weird. And he was like, we were all like laughing afterwards. He's like, yeah, that kid loved me, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, dude, that kid didn't want nothing to do with you, bro. It's like, yeah, the kid was sitting there playing on his fucking iPad. He was having a good time. You were just distracted.
That's the thing.
He was like, yeah, but I was giving him M&Ms. I'm like, well, you got to be careful with that strategy, bro. That's a tried and true. And dude, I was with two people. They both looked at me like, why would you say that? And I was just like, I thought it was a fucking slam dunk, dude.
Yeah. You mean that home run I just hit?
Yeah.
Why would I go yard?
I'm like, yeah, dude, it is effective giving kids candy, but you got to kind of watch how you work that one, dude.
You might end up getting your dick sucked. You got to watch that. That old fucking candy for work, that works out bad sometimes.
Yeah, dude, I'm like, yeah. Unless you're like 80, dude, fucking steer clear of that one.
I mean, you just telling me that guy called his girlfriend partner is...
It bothers me immensely.
Knock around my brain right now. I hate it so much.
I sit there and I'm like, fuck, man, I can't. There's no one I can be like, dude, what the fuck is... Why is he... I just have to sit there and I'm like, all right, this is normal. But yeah, there's a lot of the world, dude, that doesn't really.
Yeah, because if that was one of our friends that said partner,
oh my god,
we would eviscerate them.
Oh my god, dude.
And it'd be like, yeah, it's like, what are you, a fucking cowboy, dude? What are you talking about?
What are you guys, a crime fighting duo?
What are you, fucking T.I., dude? Is this your partner? What are you fucking talking about?
I know, dude.
Good lord,
I know.
And like, what are you? Because I don't know. This is. You look at when I hear people say shit like that, it's like, what's your motive on that? What are you trying to portray yourself as? Yeah. As somebody who's enlightened and says, well, this is my partner.
Well, I think
it's like, no, you're a fucking bitch.
I think it's part in my, what I'm thinking is, I think it's part of de-genderizing relationships. So you're not being like,
which is,
you don't want to normalize, but like, well, this is my girlfriend.
Yeah, it's your bitch, dude. That's your fucking, well, that lady. Like, kind of baby girl.
That's your baby, dude. That's your best babe, bitch, dude.
That's your bottom
That's
fucking
what I always
bitch.
Call. I always say, whenever I go anywhere with my girlfriend, I'm like, I'm just so happy to take my best girl out, dude. She's like, will you stand there? Your best girl.
Gerb dog.
What a fucking glorious rise from the ashes. And it was, you were still great last week.
Yeah, no.
What a glorious fucking rise, dude. I knew you couldn't be kept down.
I was worried, man. I'm sure you were, too. That's, you know.
Did you text Gerby afterwards?
Yeah.
Me, too.
Oh, no, well, yeah, but it's more just like I felt what? Really... What?
What? Oh, no, he... What?
You didn't text yet. He texted yet. I don't know.
I thought I called you.
Oh, yeah, maybe you did. I don't know. I don't remember anything. But the...
Wow.
Whatever. I, there's so many... What the For the listener, there's so many times I say something like, I wish I would have said it. You can't say anything around Shane. You can't even like, I can't, you can't do this and then look like, what the fuck was that? Trying to look sexy? You're trying to fuck with this guy?
Oh man, that trying to look sexy thing hurt.
I gotta, it did hurt. Now I want to take it down because you're making fun of him.
Oh no.
No
I
way,
was just
dude.
Kidding.
No fucking way. You gotta,
cool
you gotta, dude, if
it
you start questioning
funny.
Your
brother
instinct,
really liked it.
If you
it
start questioning,
you need to make more of that.
If you start questioning your instinct, you have to go with your instinct.
Yeah, your instinct was good. I watched the video. I thought it was funny.
You gotta let it rip, dude. At all times. Well, otherwise you're creating a false persona.
Anyway, I don't like it, but I tried it, and that's that. Maybe I'll take it down. Who knows?
What?
But
you don't like what?
No, like I tried making a video like that because I thought, oh, I wanted to try and produce more content.
You should.
So then I was like, I'll just videotape myself doing this project. That's got to be funny because I'm afraid of electricity and shit.
Sure.
And it was funny, and then your dad came in and did it.
Yeah.
And
no.
That was the joke. It was funny.
Yeah, but technically I did it. He told me what to do. And then I just hung one.
Did you do it hot, or did you turn the breaker off?
I turned the breaker off.
What? I work hot on electric, bro.
No, you don't.
Yeah,
120 volts. You're not going to get a household 120, bro. I eat that.
Man, you're so much fucking cooler than
me. Dude, you can touch the outlet.
Suck his dick, dude.
Take the outlet out. You can touch that screw, bro. It just like in your head just goes, and you let go. It's not going to hurt you. 120 is not going to get. If you're an old lady, it could hang you
I've
up.
I've been shocked by a couple outlets. They do hurt.
Nah, I've done it a hundred times. I've like held them, and I'm like, what the fool? And you let go, and you're like, ugh.
Your dude's kissing one time.
Yeah, it's a sick rumor. We said that about my one friend, Gabe. We said we were at a college party, and he made out with Ian Minori or some shit.
Dude. I went down, the one time I went down, I was in a high school party, I went down the basement, it was just two guys I knew and I was friends with, it was just them hanging out, and then I like went back, it was like 12 people.
Yeah.
So there was like, out of the 12, two were down there, so I went with the other 10, and I was like, yo, I just walked in on Brent and fucking Steve making out, and they were like, what? They ran down, like, and I just was like, drunk and high, like, oh, whatever, like laughing to myself. Dude, that guy came up to me 2 months later, he's like, will you please tell everyone I wasn't making out with fucking Brent and Rueda? He's like, I was like, I forgot all about that. I started a hot rumor. Those
dudes
are like down there making
out. Dudes making out. Yeah. That's a funny fucking rumor.
It was just so funny to me, but like it really stuck.
Before I got on stage Saturday night, I was sitting in the back with the other comics, and this fat lady walked in. She was a dickhead. She walked in and she was like, I'm sitting up front. Make fun of me, you turds, and walked away. And I was just like, oh, no. So, yeah, I was on stage.
A wild Nidoran appeared.
Yeah, dude. She fucking... And also, I was sitting there just... Because from where I was sitting before I went on stage, I could see her in the front row. And I was just going through my head, just, what should I say to her? Like,
yeah,
you were great in the Mucinex commercials. Like, fucking... She had blue hair, so I was like, you look like the clown from Spawn. All this shit. Like, in my head, I was just fucking destroying this lady. And I was like, I can't say any of that.
Yeah, that's
I can't go out there and be like, you look like a pile of shit.
Yeah.
That's a tough thing about it. I had gotten to it one time. I had a middle-aged lady who was heckling me, and I made fun of her clothes being from, like, Kohl's or some shit. And I was like, yeah, you know, I just made fun of her clothes being from like Marshall's. That bad. Dude, her, the whole group she was with, her husband, they all looked at me like, what the fuck, man? And I was just like, I'll never say anything about a girl's clothes ever again while I do stand up.
Yeah.
Unless it's like totally outlandish.
So I went out there and like within the first 3 minutes, she didn't say anything. I just assaulted her.
Nice.
Just 3 minutes in, I was like, look at you.
Oh, so you gave it to her.
Yeah, but I didn't for no reason. So no one in the audience knew how much I hated her for no reason.
So like, she just incepted
you. She walked up while I'm sitting there before a show and was like, I'm in the front, make fun of me, you turd, and walked away. And I was like, I hate you.
Yeah, exactly.
Why are you here?
Yeah.
You're going to ruin my night.
Yeah.
You fucking bowl of mashed potatoes.
It sucks.
You fucking idiot. Oh, and then I kept making fun of everyone in the casino for driving carts.
Little mobility chairs?
Yeah, there was like five in the audience.
God,
I saw them at the end of the show. I was standing out in the lobby and like three just zoomed past me. I was like, oh.
It was like you were in the future. And they're like,
yeah, dude, it was crazy. They were all healthy. There was one that was just a girl, just a normal girl, just carted right past me. I was like, what the fuck?
She went to the lady. She's like, my legs are tired. And like, here's a fucking mobility scooter.
Yeah, dude.
I'm drunk. We got to get them.
Mobility scooters?
That'd be tight, yeah. If we started buzzing around our neighborhood in mobility scooters, dude, we get so much cred. We back in, dude. We back in.
This would knock her down.
Big revelation, dude.
I want to fight Luis Gomez.
No, get up, I don't. Get up I would Mike. Never.
I want to fight Luis Gomez.
Are we on right now?
Yeah, we're on.
Dude, I would never touch Billy. No. Billy would fuck me up.
I would never do it on Prince Big Boy.
That would be a problem.
The real muscles, too.
Billy's a mountain, dude.
Yeah.
When I was younger, I could have given you some trouble, but not now.
I think you still give him some trouble, dude.
I might...
We have the same size hands.
Show them now.
So do I. I got small hands.
Dude, don't let them. I'll get them on you. You don't hurt, bro.
You guys got the hamburger helpers?
Yeah. Nah, dude. Billy is a fuck. Yeah, you were raying now, dude.
Unofficial moderator of the Red.
Matt's the biggest hands in here.
Yes, dude. Yes. No. Nah, Billy's with like the weight. Dude,
Billy's got thick
I'll
fucking.
I'll get my paws.
Got,
on. Paws.
Look at the dirt.
I'm like
in
throwing
fingers.
These motherfuckers around. No, I'm just kidding.
You, I know. I think you would beat the fuck out of Lewis.
Yeah, he's a fat emo dude.
But in his defense, he does.
He's fit.
Train.
Don't care.
And he can.
The real thing is the age, dude.
Punch him in the hip, dude. He's down.
I don't think he's. How old is he? He's like
70 compared to me, dude. He's old as fuck. All
right, you would give.
He
him
could
trouble.
Have had me, dude.
How tall are you?
6 foot.
You're only 6 foot?
No cap, dude.
Really? Dude, that's crazy. You're only 6 foot?
I guess. Wow. I carry myself.
You carry yourself.
Yeah,
dude.
Hell yeah.
Shoulders back, head up.
You walked in. I was like, hello, sir.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I was 26 like, guys. 6'6".
You're like, thank you for your service, sir.
Man, this is like, you're like.
Kind of steals valor.
I don't,
swag,
though, dude.
You
I don't.
Kind of do that.
You kind of
do
that.
It's
my work clothes, man.
I'm just saying.
You do respond in military. You're like, negative.
It's hilarious.
It's hilarious.
It's fun.
Have you thought about joining?
No. Fuck no, dude.
Why not?
Well, tummy. You
don't want to get shot.
Snackies, dude.
It does like a snacky.
Snackies, dude.
Dude,
you don't think they
you want me to dox you right now? Yeah, you
you're
get
talking
doxed?
About snacks.
You get doxed on the cast,
dude. How many pints did you used to eat?
Pint a night.
A pint a night.
A pint of.
Oh wait, but would you drink a milkshake on your way back? Come on, tell them. Tell them how bad you were.
You were playing night.
I was getting hand pack points.
Oh my god.
Okay, I was getting hand pack points. I was getting milk and cookies. Dude, I mean, you know. They have Ben and Jerry's came out with milk and cookies ice cream.
After NJ's, dude.
You gotta sleep.
Oh yeah. I eat myself to sleep.
You gotta sleep, dude. You gotta eat some pizza. You can't
be throwing fucking stones
at
the
house. Were you getting these at gas stations?
No, like, there's a Ben and Jerry's
straight
store in here.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's the hand pack.
The gas stations, those ads they put above the pump, that's the fucking working class. That's how they keep them down.
Yeah, it's a hitman. That's the black and white pinwheels above. Dude, like,
if you're white trash and you see that sign above it, like it's like $2 for like three hot dogs.
Do.
It's like, I gotta get in there.
True. Two Sizzlies for $3.33.
Yeah, dude.
It wakes up the bear.
Dude, those awful Sizzlies.
The government administered AIDS and crack to the black community, and they gave us fucking Sizzlers.
Waffle Sizzlies.
Waffle Sizzlies.
Yeah. Waffle Sizzlies.
Oh, half gallon iced teas.
Decimating the white population.
Oh, yeah. Telling people iced tea is good for you. Well,
if I was 6'9, I would just be like, I'll enlist. He's still young.
You think he should join the military?
Yeah, for sure. It's the least you can do.
Yeah, that'd be nice if he served this country. I served.
Hey, so you served.
No big deal.
I almost served.
Really?
I mean, I tried to join the Marines.
Were they going
to
shoot you out of a cannon? Oh, sir! Sir!
Wow.
Come on, dude. I would have made a good tunnel rat.
True.
Goddamn, purple heightism, dude. He would have been a LARP.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's fucking end it.
You down?
It's hot.
It's yeah, hot. It's hot in here. It's hot.
Yeah, I luckily can say this. I definitely, like, I was such a ruthless bully, but I was more focused on making nerds' life hell. I actively bullied people, like, nerds and, like...
Yeah, I only bullied our group of friends.
Oh, dude.
If I could tell someone was, like, a loner, for the most part, I was not a dickhead to them.
See, from the beginning, when I was younger, I was, like, I was just bullying anyone who I could bully.
Yeah. And then that's probably how I started.
Then there was a kid who was, like, homeschooled weirdo. Cool. I think I was scored number 4, and he wrote a hit list and brought it to school. I got a fucking...
He scored a 4?
He was homeschooled his whole life and went to his mom's. Mom sent him to 8th grade. And he came, dude. And
prime
coming
age.
Dude, he came in, and it was just like when people watch, like, Locked Up. We were all in there, just like, what up, dude? Dude, he was on our baseball team, and he ended up quitting, and then, like, they found a hit list, and it's literally, and I hit number 3.
Fuck, dude, we used to hit a strong ranking.
The guy bought a batting cage, so like he would in there like, you fucking suck, and the balls would be flying at him. He was like, I got punched in the face by a nerd, and I stopped bullying nerds at that point. And then I started just bullying weird kids.
I remember that very vividly. My first week at high school.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was always like, why are people mean to these dorks and like gay dudes? Why are you mean to them?
Yeah.
And I went into the bathroom and there was a dork. There was a guy who I knew was a huge fucking dork. And I think he was gay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I didn't know at the time, but he was just weird.
Yeah.
And I was like, what's up, dude? And he just instantly was a fucking asshole because he had been bullied so much.
He had to shell shock.
Dorks and gay dudes were fucking mean.
Oh, for sure.
Like, shut up, asshole. And I was like, whoa. All right. This is who I am now. I'll fight you. There's a dork.
He's like moaning Myrtle in Harry Potter.
There's a dork. Yeah. Yeah.
He's in the bathroom like, fuck you.
Yeah. You just float around in different classes.
The only gay kid, I used to always be like, yo, you look so fucking hot today. And he'd be like, just laughing.
Oh,
like,
all right,
we were just laughing.
Good.
But then I would definitely, like, if I saw kid, I would just, in the meantime, try to set up fights and make kids fight each other. And, like,
behind the scenes.
The kid that I used to bully, or I did bully that until he punched me in the face before biology class, I, for some reason, was like, all right, I took it upon myself to, like, make him fight some, but in a good way. I thought my intentions were pure.
I remember this.
I thought my intentions were pure, and I set up a fight between him and some kid. There were just two nerds a year above me,
and I was pretty sure
I can make them fight, and I made them fight.
Yeah.
This was just another kid. I'm like, yo, you got to start standing up for yourself, dude. I'm like, because this kid on the bus used to give him shit, too. I'm like, you got to fight this kid. So then they actually fall on the bus.
How'd he do?
He tried to fight with his school bag on. The other kid just grabbed his school bag straps and was choking him. And I was like, no, pick it up.
Oh, you set him up for failure?
I wanted him to beat this kid up. And he lost? He got his ass kicked.
He took an L.
If someone's
sitting behind you on the bus, they can fuck you up. That's how the bus rankings are. The further you sit in the back, the more you can beat the shit out of you. It's like a Mortal Kombat.
I remember seeing that kid who I was setting him up to fight with, and he lost. But I saw this kid it was like a soft hop or something. And he went to my high school, and he was just like, yo, I'm on an E-pill. And I was like, nice. And I fucking punched him in the stomach as hard as I could. And he was like, oh, why would you do that? I was like, fuck you, dude.
The drugs are gay.
I just thought it was funny to punch him. I was like, what, does stuff feel really good? He's like, dude, it's unbelievable. And I was like, blap.
Oh, man.
Shit.
Bullying is the shit. Fuck Gillette, dude.
Yeah, dude. Bullying is fucking rad as fuck.